Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC third quarterly 2019 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker presentation, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to welcome you to our third quarter results conference call. As usual, the results are going to be presented by Thomas Kutzmann, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. Let me give the floor to Thomas.
Thank you, and good afternoon. We are doing the presentation along the paper, which was disclosed on the internet, starting with page three. Let me give you a quick summary of the first three quarters of this year, and especially also the last one. We have been extremely successful and active in leasing up our existing asset portfolio. Not only the existing portfolio had great success, also the development projects under construction and under development were contributing a lot to this fantastic leasing result we could show now in this quarter and in the last two before. This is the main driver of the FFO I increase by 11% to 52 million euros in the first three quarters of this year. We also could clock in increase, net increase of 14% of in-place rents to 144 million euros, which was by the end of September last year, only at 127 million. The gross margin from rental activity improved by 13% to 94 million euros in the portfolio, and the high occupancy of 94% could be kept. We had a little down trend in the first two quarters, but this was only despite completions of new buildings, which needed to be leased up. Now we are back to 94% as last year, and I think we will still increase occupancy by the actual quarter. We had 123,600 sq m of newly leased or renewed leasing space only in Q3 2019. This is a real high number. In the total nine months so far, 204,000 sq m new leased and renewed lease activity. This is very unique. It's a big performance, and this is due to having fantastic leasing teams all over the place in each country and very active asset management activity. The FFO I, as we told at the beginning, 11% up. Operating profit, 10% increase before tax and fair value adjustment to 53 million. The profit after tax is now 63 million in the nine months of 2019. Earnings per share, 0.13 in the first nine months of 2019, and the EPRA NAV increased by another 2%, and this is after dividend payments in May this year. The financial metrics, we kept LTV at 44% and the weighted average interest rate at a continuous low level of 2.6%. On the office segment of our portfolio, we had very successful leasing results. 113,000 sq m only on the office portfolio were newly leased or renewed in the last quarter. Of course, altogether was 177,700 sq m for the first nine months. The occupancy on the office portfolio even increased, and this is due to having better results in Poland, but also in Hungary. Romania contributed to it, and also the other markets were successful. The strongest leasing activity, of course, pre-leasing activity was in Budapest with our new project, Pillar, which is still under, let's say, excavation works. and we could win a big tender and win Exxon with a 27,000 square meter pre-lease, where they will commence in January 2022, after the building will be completed and the fit-out will be also made to fit their requirements. Also very successful extensions of leases in the Spiral building in Budapest and Metro building, office building in Budapest, where the increased rent levels and the new term of the rents leads to an uplift of about 10 million value. The improved occupancy in Poland was mainly contributed to Aeropark office building in Warsaw and our office building in Katowice, Francuska. We had also quite active transaction time. One of the transactions we did was a sale of White House in Budapest, and we are working still on Budapest sale of White House was closed, and we are working on Neptune Office Center in Gdansk. This transaction hopefully will close till this year. We have basically a commercial understanding with the buyer. It's just about finalizing the SBAs and have a closing there. The two sales, of course, will contribute additionally to our normal FFO 1 from leasing activity. And so basically we will have additional free cash generation during this year, which we might propose to our shareholders to use as an additional dividend payment to the shareholders. We could complete on the office portfolio another 23,900 square meters of high quality office space. This is namely Greenheart 1 office building in Belgrade, Matrix A office in Zagreb, and these two buildings will contribute upon stabilization another 4.5 million additional rents to our portfolio. 62,800 square meters are still under construction. The biggest one out of this is Pillar in Budapest, which we could lease to Exxon, and the completions of this big amount, 62,800 square meters, will be between 2020 and 2022, and it will contribute another 12.2 million additional rent income to our office portfolio. So sustainability, of course, is very important for us, not only to achieve green building certificate as the main target. It is all about saving CO2 emissions and, most important for us, saving cost. This is the reason why we are very hard working on improvement of efficiencies, energy efficiencies of our buildings and their operations. And by doing so, we could also in parallel gain a lot of new green building certificates, certificates for our office portfolio. The retail portfolio is also moving in the right, absolutely right direction. Galeria Jurajska is successful like it was over the last 2-3 years already. But the big success is that we still clock improvements of operations, which means that the turnover of our tenants is continuously growing, which makes it also possible that we could increase our rent levels, and of course the total NOI on this building. We could renew almost 11,000 square meters of new retail space only in this property in the last quarter, and we will continue to renew lease agreements at higher level as we had before. And this has just contributed to all the better turnovers and the better business our tenants are making. Galeria Bornozna is getting more and more stabilized. We could increase also their turnovers of our tenant, which is contributed to higher spending per visitor, mainly. So it shows also that the momentum of this Galeria is building up. People are coming back more and more and continue to spend there, which makes our tenants happier. And this is also the reflection of having a lot of new tenants, which are listed here. On different sectors, it's fashion, it's entertainment, even dance studio opened a new one, which is very famous in Poland. So all these amenities and new activity in Galleria Bonozzo will continue to help us bring this brand new shopping mall into stabilization. Mall of Sofia is anyway 100% leased, not only the shopping mall, also the office sector in it. And here, the big change in the last quarter was that we could achieve a positive opinion from the city architectural department, allowing us a planning permit. This is not a building permit. Building permit has to follow, but a planning permit from master planning to build another 7,500 to 8,000 square meter GLA office on top of the main entrance. It could be seen here on the picture on the right below. And this will even improve, first of all, rent income dramatically, and second, also the use of the shopping mall, especially the food court area, which will benefit from a lot of new employees from our tenants in the office space. So altogether, a win-win situation. Avenue Mall Zagreb, Croatia, anyway, very stabilized asset. We have close to 100% occupancy there, and we will continue to run it as we did before. No big surprises there, just stable cash flow and good operations. Other mall in Belgrade, again, we have 99% signed leases. Some of the tenants, including the cinema, are still doing their fit-out, so they will be probably not able to open this year, but at the beginning of next year, the mall will be fully operational. We see already also a good trend in increased footfall, in increased awareness in the city. Tenants are also more happy now because the turnover is increasing. And I think it will take us a little bit shorter than in Warsaw on Galleria Bonozna. We expect that other mall will be in the next 12 months stabilized after completion in May this year. The occupancy anyway on the retail portfolio is super high at 96%. And this despite that Galleria Bonozna has an occupancy below 90%. So it shows that our malls, except for Bonozna, which is still in the stabilization phase, are fully leased. We also save on energy and CO2 emissions on our retail portfolio, and this allows us also to get green building certificates for all the buildings, and we are proud about that, and it also saves a lot of money to our tenants because we are able to not increase, like a lot of other competitors all the time, our operating costs because of increased energy costs. The portfolio split has not changed a lot since the last quarter. We have now 2.057 billion euros standing assets producing income. The regional split is again 47% in Poland, and then we have Belgrade and Budapest as the two biggest capital cities in our portfolio, followed by Bucharest with 9%, and then Zagreb and Sofia both with 6% in the portfolio. We can say that all these markets are performing extremely well. The demand on our office and retail space is high, and we do not see any issues. Even if you would lose one or two tenants, to fill it up again immediately and continue to produce cash by leasing it up. The development portfolio with 61 million is at the moment at a relatively low point, and this is just because we completed other mall and two office buildings, one in Croatia, Zagreb, and the other one in Sofia. But since we have now Budapest Villa, just at the beginning of the structure construction here, the values will go up quite strongly over the next month. And another two buildings are under construction in Sofia and Croatia and in Belgrade. So the share of development, of course, is relatively low, will increase a little bit. But when we go forward in the next 12 months, also a lot of completions will be coming. So we will balance the relationship between gross asset value, income producing, to development quite well to keep it on a low risk profile. The office portfolio overview in big data is 1.2 billion euros gross asset value office, 93 million in place rent, 42 buildings, together 547,000 square meter GLA. Occupancy up by 1% to 94. Performance very good. Retail portfolio, again, 850 million roughly, 52 million in place rent, five buildings only, and 215,000 square meter GLA. Also on the retail portfolio, we had a 1% increase on occupancy versus 2018. I'm also all located in capital cities, except for Częstochowa. But in Częstochowa, we have the big benefit that we don't have a lot of competition, and we are really controlling not only the city, but also a catchment area of about 100 kilometers around. Investment under construction table on page 11 had some changes because we moved a couple of buildings from last quarter into income-producing asset portfolio. So we are left with under construction block only with Greenhardt and Trip in Belgrade, which is a small building, 5,400 square meters, a very good visibility on leasing it up once it will be completed. We are in budget, we are in plan, or a little bit above even with the leasing activity on pricing. So just, let's say, a couple of months more to complete it and start operation. ABC2, the second building in Sofia, has also a quite healthy pre-leasing in place. The construction is going according to the plan in budget. We don't see any issues, and we will open that building in Q4 next year. Matrix B in Belgrade, again, good pre-leasing activity. Demand higher than the space we have available. Construction and timing is in plan, and this one will be completed and in use in Q3 2020. Villa in Budapest, as you have been reading potentially in the, probably in the news, 27,000 square meters leased, pre-leased to Exxon. Here we have a little longer to go. It's a big building with a lot of fit-out to be done. Completion will be in Q4 2021 and occupancy of the tenant in January 2022. Big value creation here. Then we have the block in planning stage. We have the City Rose Park 1, 2, and 3 properties where we achieved building permits. We started some preliminary works on excavation and site cleaning. We are hoping to get the pre-leasing in place, and at the same time, we hope also that the valuation yields in Bucharest will be more reasonable in the short near future, and then we will be able to start whenever it's appropriate. Twist in Budapest had, as we also told in the last quarters, a little hold because of the city of Budapest rejected a legally valid building permit for this property. We have been ready to move Pila up, so Pila is now full under construction and pre-leased, which gives us a little bit more time on the twist to repair the concept into a way that the city could also accept. We still have a court case running to force the city to give us back the building permit on the single tower, but it might be necessary to do a twin tower on the project, which can be also achieved. Center Point 3 is again a big building of 35,500 square meters in Budapest. Here we could pass the City Planning and City Architectural Commission on the second try, and we expect to be able to submit full building permit documentation by the end of this year to get a permit in the first quarter of next year. So also Center Point 3 might be a bit weaker than expected when the pre-leasing activity is successful in Budapest. We could start this one early next year also. GTCX in Belgrade is about to get the permit by the end of this year. Here we have also very good visibility on demand for the office space. And whenever the pre-leasing is advanced enough and the permit is here, we might be able to start it also in the beginning of next year and complete it then in Q1 2021. Moderna Katowice in Poland has now building permit. We also achieved reasonable pricing on construction tenders, which was very important to us. Now we are working on pre-leasing and hopefully be able to do that still this year to be able to start at the beginning of next year. In the pre-planning stage, we have Cilone Terrazze, which is a shopping center in Vilanov, or the multifunction building in Vilanov. Here we made very good progress on the master planning, which was a big discussion over the last many years, and we hope to be able to get the master planning approved by the city of Warsaw in the first quarter of next year to be able to start the real design works. And I think it will be a big success now finally having an agreement with the city and with the inhabitants of the district about the concept, and we will work full power to get this done. Matrix F, a couple of new buildings in small, able to split it into small stages. Each building can be done at around 10,000 square meters, depending on the, or let's say, taking advantage of the success on Matrix A and B, and watching now carefully Matrix B, how we will lease it up, and for what leasing rates during the next couple of months, we will be ready to start another phase on Matrix. But of course, all this depends on pre-leasing activity and demand in the city of Zagreb. This makes a total investment cost for this IPOC table of about 832 million euros, corresponding in expected in-place rent of close to 73 million, depending on whatever estimate we have on yields. This will contribute for another billion and a little bit more euros of income producing assets in the next couple of years, which we add, which will be added to our portfolio. The next couple of charts is, if somebody wants for the Q&A session, we have pictures and more little details on all our development projects. And I hand over now to Erez Bonel to explain financial data.
Good afternoon. I'm going through the presentation, page 15, where we have the balance sheet. Looking at the balance sheet, the first line, investment property. The investment property in this quarter increased due to the usual investment activity that we have. At the same time, thanks to the successful leasing, especially of Pillar, the revaluation of 9 million euro was booked. In this quarter, revaluation was done internally with confirmation of external valuers, and with a particular view into Pillar, into Spiral prolongation of the lease, since this was a significant increase in VALT as well as in the rental rate. Going further down through the balance sheet, the balance, the amount of cash and cash equivalent, quite significant amount. This is stemming from the fact that we sold the White House and we received most of the of the proceeds. There is still receivable of 3.7 million to be received this month. However, side by side with it, we also have liabilities. First of all, post balance sheet, we repaid bonds. At the same time, we also raised at the beginning of the month around 51 million euro bonds. And there is still VAT payment of around 20 million that is related to the sale of White House and was paid to be was paid basically after the balance sheet. Looking at the loans, the portfolio is growing alongside with the expansion of the asset. We also refinance the several loans. The biggest one was again from Budapest, Center Point and Duna. But we also have other loans. UBP, University Business Park in Poland, is under signature. And we, as I mentioned, we refinance the bonds. I move ahead to the second page, income statement. Here we can see the expansion or the increase in revenue, thanks to the fact that we add more square meter, we add in-place rent, completion of White House, Greenheart, ADA, ABC, One, Matrix A, and when we compare to last year, also the Sofia Mall is fully working with rental growth in the mall. Cost of rental operation brings us to the margin 94 million versus 83 last year. We keep more or less the same level of margin percentage-wise. In terms of G&A, when we look at the G&A without the share-based payment provision, we can see that there was an increase of 1 million. 600,000 of that are two or three items which are one-off items. The only 400 is increased, but also this one, we can split it into two. 200 is the real increase, and another 200 is the fact that there are, in some projects, we cannot capitalize anymore the engineering salary, which are usually capitalized to construction. Other than that, there was a question during the day that was raised. When someone looked at the balance sheet, he can see that the cost versus last year increased almost by 100%. But obviously the reason is shifting between the expenses and the provision. So we should ignore such accounting shifting. Regarding other costs, namely the financial expenses, here on average we keep 2.6% versus 2.7% last year, so the efficiency is increased. But financial expenses increased, 1.6 million is attributed to the IFRS 16 accounting change, and another 1.6 or 1.5 is related to the real increase in activity, raising more loans and paying more interest on a bigger platform. I move ahead to the next page where the debt metrics are presented. In terms of our strategy, nothing has changed. Interest rate is almost fully hedged. Most of our debt is still in euro, and we plan to maintain it in this way. Regarding the debt maturity, as I mentioned, we recycled the bonds. Still some bonds to be repaid in the Q1 or beginning of Q2. And we have 85 million loan related to Galeria Jurajska, which we are in the process of refinancing it. Other than that, the maturity is more or less spread over the next 4 to 5 years, and we feel comfortable with that. No breaches or no even risk for breaches. Regarding the matrix themselves, the loan to value on overall basis is 44%. This is staying like that already for a couple of years. Weighted average of interest rate, I mentioned, 2.6%. Very good interest cover of 4.3%, stemming from the fact that on one hand we increase the income, on the other hand the total cost remain relatively low. And the weighted average of debt maturity is 4.2. As I mentioned, 85 million is in the schedule to be prolonged, therefore increasing the entire average of debt maturity. Regarding the cash flow, the cash flow sum up In fact, everything that we said starting from the beginning of this telephone call, the activity is summarized here in terms of increase from operational activities, healthy situation, investment activities related to the project under construction. Right now we have 5 projects. And the financial activity of bonds recycling, raising long-term loans, and prolonging the average maturity of the portfolio. So all in all, we are left at the end of the quarter with cash of 150 million plus some other deposits, restricted deposits. Fund from operation increase alongside with the increase of rental income, as well as taking into account the operational cost. That sum up our presentation, and I pass the line to the operator. If there are any questions, we will be glad to answer them.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Please stand by while we compile the question and answer queue. This will only take a few moments. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. So once again, please press star 1 if you wish to ask a question. So over to you again. And our first question comes from Jacob Kaitan. I can't pronounce your name. I'm sorry. You have to pronounce your name. Please go ahead and
thanks.
Ask your question.
Thank you. Hi, it's Jacob from Wood. I would have a follow-up question. I may have misheard or not catch everything because my line was breaking up a bit. Did you mention what do you plan to do with the proceeds from the kind of sale of properties, please?
No, I did not refer to it specifically. Obviously, the prior to the proceeds from, let's say, from getting the proceeds, we had our plans. The proceeds joined the full bulk of money that we have, including refinancing activities. There is another building that is under sale, the Neptune building. And at the end of the year, we will see together with our board of directors and then the shareholders, and we'll decide how to allocate it between investment and dividend. We cannot exclude that there will be also a special dividend, let's say a dividend that will exceed the FFO.
I see. Excellent. Understood. Thank you. Thank you very much. Loud and clear. Perhaps if there is anything you can say with regards to the ongoing Lone Star stake sale?
Can you repeat, please, regarding?
The prospective change of ownership and the stake sale by Lone Star?
Right. I think, first of all, this question is more adequate to Lone Star because they run the process and they have more information than the management. As far as we know, there are still ongoing discussions.
Understood. Thank you. And then last question for me, and again, perhaps this may have been something which you mentioned and I just didn't catch it. Regarding Pillar, I noticed that the kind of planned total capex has moved up. Can you explain what exactly is this related to? Because relative to the total size, I think it has been quite substantial, some 5 million.
The reason is that we fully pre-let the building to Exxon. Exxon committed to invest a huge amount, I repeat, a huge amount of fit-out into the building. And we had to contribute a little to that. At the same time, the rent is higher than expectations. and I can say that the yield from offers that we already received just doing the excavations are well lower than what we sold White House. So new level of yields, I would say.
Right.
In other words,
Excellent.
the investment is fully payable.
Right. Very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question. We have no further questions at the moment, so please continue.
Thank you very much for your participation, and we're gonna talk to each other in March. Thank you very much. Bye.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect. Please, speakers, please stand by.